back to Dubin, and welcome again to the few moments of Bible study together as we look into God's Word and let Him speak to us the words of truth. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33 and 35. John 6:33 and 35. Well, beloved, it's wonderful to know the truth. It's wonderful to know Jesus, who said, I am the truth, John 14:6. And it's wonderful to have a personal relationship with Him who is the bread of life, and to have partaken of Him, to have received Him into your spirit, and to know that you're His and He is yours, to know that we're on our way to glory. Well, last time we were in 1 John, and if you'll look with me again to 1 John chapter 4, and verse 13, we're talking about being certain that we are children of God and how we can know. God's Word tells us so, 1 John 5:11-12. God's Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're a child of God. And another reason is because I love the brethren, 1 John 4:7-8. Let's note that. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, true love comes from Almighty God. There is a false love that Satan promotes that is actually not love at all, but it's lust. Lust. And how many times we're told that lust is love, and how many young people believe that lust is love and are involved in lustful activity seeking love. Beloved, you'll never find love through lust. Lust is not the way to love. True love comes only through Almighty God and through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, the love that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we're told in the book of Romans chapter 5, I believe it is, when we accept Christ as Savior. Oh, the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so the love of the brethren, the love of the brethren is proof of our salvation. And then another way that we can know we're saved is because we keep the Lord's commandments. We obey the Word of God, and we do what God has told us to do. 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him, I know the Lord, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You see, beloved, we will obey God's Word if we're truly a child of God. We will desire to obey the Lord and to do that which is right and acceptable and pleasing in His eyes. Again, 1 John 3, and notice 22-23. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. There it is, beloved. He that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. So again, beloved, do you know that you're a child of God? Are you sure that you belong to the Lord? Answered prayer is one indication. Notice again, verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. Because we obey the Lord, God answers prayer. Oh, what a privilege it is to have prayer answered. And it should be a daily experience of every child of God. I remember the first time that I heard that statement by Dr. John R. Rice many years ago. And I began to take note of my prayer life and to see if my prayers were answered on a regular basis. And what a joy to realize daily that the Lord hears and answers prayer. And to see answered prayer as a part of everyday experience in my life as a child of God. So, beloved, we see God doing what he promised to do as an assurance of our salvation. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22 through 24. Let me read it again. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, maybe you're a child of God and you've asked the Lord for something, and God said, not now. Or maybe God said, wait. Or maybe God said, no. Beloved, are you a parent? Do you have children? Are there times that your kids want candy before they have their meal, and you say no? Why? Because you know that's not good for them. Beloved, our loving Lord knows what's good for us too. And if we ask in obedience to his will, and it's for our good, he will be glad to answer that request. And so whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, beloved, when you ask for something, you will ask according to God's will. If it be your will, dear Lord, because sometimes it's not God's will. It's not for our good. It's not for our benefit that the Lord grant our request. And believe me, there's been numerous times in my life when I've been glad God didn't answer my prayer the way I wanted him to. He didn't allow me to have what I had asked for, and later I saw the benefit of not getting it, and later I thanked the Lord for not giving me what I asked for, because he in his wisdom knew what was best for me as his child. So again, beloved, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, in Christ, and he Christ in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. You see, beloved, there's so many ways that we can know that we're a child of God. There's so many ways that we can be assured of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And keeping his commandments, obedience, is one of those ways. And then, again, by believing on the name of the Son of God, we can know that we have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. Notice what Paul wrote, or what Rather, John wrote here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." Now, beloved, is it God's will for you to be saved? Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. God's made it very clear that He's not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. And so it's God's will. And when a person asks the Lord to come into their heart, putting their faith and trust alone in the Lord Jesus Christ, asking Him to cleanse them from their sin and to give them the gift of salvation and eternal life, God's glad to answer that prayer, beloved. He's delighted to hear that petition and to grant His salvation. Again, 1 John chapter 3. And verse 18, by believing on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My little children, let us not in love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And, beloved, knowing the truth. Knowing the truth. How wonderful to know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Let me read to you 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:18. Yes, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in His name, accepting Him as our Savior. As you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Till next time, goodbye.